In Parshas Shoiftim, the Parshas starts off, Leisat Mishpat, Leisak Yirponim. There's actually a tremendous amount to speak about in this parasha. Well, we're going to talk about one nekuda, which is a chashuv nekuda for life, for all ben adam lechaveri, and certainly for chiddush shalom. It says, "Leisakiru panim b'mishpat." Don't show favoritism as a time of judgment. So Rashi says, "Leisakir panim af b'shas atainus ashar ladain shli yarach lazev kosh lazeh." Echareim erechayish v'fishik shiraya shadayim mechaberes chaveri mistat mitanuisa. When a person is in the middle of a judgment and there's two bali dinim standing there, and the judge says to one of them, "You stand up," another one will sit down. Or he's nice to one and he's tough on the second one. Then mistaf bintani, so if he gets discombobulated, the second person who's not being shown the kind words, not being shown the kind faith, he gets discombobulated. So Holben, I'm sure, yes, he says probably he was preparing for this din for quite a while. He has good lawyers. He knows what's going. He knows what he's supposed to tell. All of a sudden, his statement is answered because of what the judge did, the way the judge is acting. So he says, "Yeah." He says that's the koyach of Hester Panim. The koyach of Hester Panim. When somebody shows that he's not happy with the way that you're acting, he doesn't like you, then a person gets discombobulated. He gets discombobulated and he gets depressed. And the exact opposite, says Avob, is true with Horus Panim. When somebody shows that he's interested in you, he shows that he appreciates you, he shows that what you do is choshev, is important, he says people thrive on that. A person thrives on haras panim, and a person gets depressed if he is hester panim. Yalkut says, "Ein lanu ela haras panim." The only thing that we need, the only thing that we have that's choshev for us is the haras panim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we live, through the haras panim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the end of Rishis, in the Birchas Yaakov, "Luven Shinayim Echolov," and Rashi brings down, "Toiv Hamalavin Shinayim Lechaver Yisim Ashkei Echolov." Imagine one of the really hot days here in Eretz Yisrael, and he walked from wherever it is that he walked from, from Sanhedrin, come to the mirror, and after 15 minutes, and you're schwitzing, and you go, "I'm going to take a cold drink of water," and you go to the sink, and there's no water. There's no water, it's off. They had some issue, and it's off. You go to Beis Menachem, it's also off, nothing to do. And your mom is boiling hot, you feel like you're going to faint, you don't know what to do. Then you see somebody there at the corner with a freezing cold cup of water. So, "Would you like a cup of water?" "Ah, niflamoy. Your mom is saved me. Say Chazal, that somebody that smiles at somebody else, Leven Shinayim, Rashi says, somebody that smiles, it shows the white of his teeth. When you smile, you show the white of your teeth. You smile to somebody, you're doing more than your mashkei cholov. The emotional is more chashiv than the physical, and the actually giving the food. And of all this, we can't know. I don't know why he says we can't know. And that's different. He says you can't know what does more for a child, the physical or the emotional. It's even better. He's saying practically we need the food. He's not going to be able to live without food. But he says the same way that a plant cannot thrive without sunlight, so too a human being cannot thrive without love, without haras panim. He says you see from the smallest child. You see a 2-month-old child, you smile at the child smiles back. You make a sour face and the child starts crying. Everybody needs it, from the smallest to the biggest. And no matter what type of person, it says, Mizroch HaShemesh, by the Ari Miklat, it's a Makas actually, Daf Yud. It says, Oz Yavdol Moshe Sholei Sharem, Beivar Yarden, Mizroch HaShemesh. So why does it end the word Mizroch HaShemesh? So Chazal Darshan, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hazrech Shemesh L'Reitzim. You should make the sun shine for those that are Reitzim. Or, Chazal say, Ikadamri, Hazrach the Shemesh L'Reitzim, that which you separated these three, you caused the sun to shine for the Reitzim. That means even the Reitzim. Okay, it was B'Shegi. But even a Reitzim, he needs the Ha'aris Panim. He needs somebody that he's in a matzav where he really needs somebody to help him. And that was the last mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The last mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu did was to be Mazir Shemesh Reitzim. And the Ha'aris Panim. The truth is that he started his life like that also. It was not Maila Mayan, even though he wasn't in the Xerial. Nevertheless, he went to see how everybody else is, and he went to help everybody else. That was Moshe Rabbeinu from the beginning to the end, was the Ha'aretz Panim is taking an interest in people and making sure that they feel good, that the sun shines from them. And it's not just Reitzchem and just little kids, even the biggest. I heard from Reb Chaim Volkenschlita, who said that he was Rav Shach, when he gave his famous address in Yad Eliyahu about 35 years ago, he gave, the whole world was listening to it, America also, and it was supposed to be because they thought there was going to be, it has to do a lot with the politics and of Eretz Israel and the Mamela of America. The hundreds of thousands of people listening to this thing was tremendous. Because he said he went to him afterwards and he told him the yeshiva spoke very well. So he says, I was a little younger man then, I was a rabbi, whenever he wasn't such a, he wasn't 20 years old, but Rav Shach turns to me and says, yeah, he says, even Rav Shach was maybe he didn't make him feel good. The point that he was saying was that even your Magid Shir, even the Gadol Hador, Kilo appreciates him. I have a very close shaykh, a certain Choshev Mashgiach here in Eretz Yisrael, Israeli Mashgiach, and he told me that he has an album full of the letters that people wrote to him, thanking him for whatever it is, or the invitations that Bachram gave to him, and the notes that they wrote to him, and he takes that out for chizik. When he needs chizik of, he takes it out to read it. He takes it out to see what it says. Now, the importance of a person to have the Aras Panim in his own home is tremendous. And I've said this over many times, but I think it's extremely important in Yisrael, and it's kedai to take this Yisrael for life. I was about 10 years ago, I was married for about 6-7 years, and I went to Ritzel Berkowitz and I asked him, I said, okay Rebbe, when I was a bacher in Eretz Yisrael, I basically swore that I'm not going to raise my kids here. But now I'm here already 6-7 years, I see, there's ma'alas in the chinuch over here, there's ma'alas in the chinuch over there. What's the best place to be mechanech your children? So he says to me, Yitzchok, the best place to be mechanech your children is where you're happy. That's the best place. Where you're gonna be, if you're gonna come home like a grump every day, that's the worst thing. If the house is gonna be, if the atmosphere is gonna be gloomy, that you're gonna come home with a sour face, you're not happy with what you're doing. So that's the worst thing. Forget where's the best place outside of Etzem. In your own house, that's what's most important. And you have to be happy with what you're doing. And this is true when it gets to what you're learning, it's true when it gets to your chavrusa, it's true when it gets to the job that you take, it's true when it gets to many, many different things. If you're not happy with what you're doing, then it's gonna be mashpia, and the ripple effect is tremendous. Mitzad sheni, when a person smiles also, and the ripple effect is tremendous. And a good word, everybody is waiting for a good word, and everybody appreciates it. I saw a story recently that they found a certain guy 100 years ago in the Beis Medrash that he was like mamish, he was flying high. So they're trying to figure out what happened. And when he said, he was by Reb Chaim Brisker in his house, and Reb Chaim Brisker was mechaber him. So he says, he was like the whole day, he was on high. He couldn't, it affects a person, it affects someone. When a person feels that he's important, a person feels that he's chashev, a person feels that it's something which the person takes with him and it continues right there. It's something which it the ripple effect continues adayat, mamash. Smile at the next person smiles at the next person, and it just keeps on continuing. And it's extremely important, certainly, in a person's house, between him and his spouse. If a wife doesn't feel appreciated, if a husband doesn't feel appreciated, then the results are disastrous. Obviously, appreciation to be shown, heart is upon him. That's what each spouse wants to hear from the other one, that the other one is happy with them. And Revolver says, he says, Batsim, that's how it is, every Talmud and every Rebbe. Every Talmud is waiting, how come my Rebbe doesn't come over to me? How many people, how many Bachram, right? How come my Rebbe doesn't come over to me? And what is the Rebbe thinking? I'm going to go over. How come the Talmud doesn't come over to share what he wants? And each person, the husband, the Meicher, the Lekeach, every person, is he happy? Is he interested in my merchandise? Is he happy with it? He's not. Each person is waiting for the other person. So it's mutal on us to take the first step. Take the first step, and that's, it says Hamaktim Shalom Lechaver, right? It's not just that Maktim Shalom Lechaver is Milo Maktim Shalom Lechaver is not just that Derech Eretz. Somebody said hello to you, Shalom Lechaver to you, so you're answering back. No, you're Maktim Shalom, you're taking the interest in it. You're taking the interest in the person. And a letter, a smile, a telephone call, a email, any of these things, even if it's 2 minutes, it has the ability to give a person mamash tremendous peches. And you could hear from, this is also a lesson they should take for life, certainly, a limud, and that is that, Meretz Hashem, you're sending your children to school or to whatever it is that the hasa'ah driver, if you write a note to the person, if you have to pay them, you write a note to the person additionally, you tell them how much you appreciate what they did, and how much, for many, many people, if not all people, the words are more important than the money. than the certainly than the present, than the bottle of wine, than whatever it is. If they need the money to live, same. But it's extremely important. Many people keep it, and many people, and that's what they remember. And they don't remember whether or not you gave them a glass dish or you didn't give them a glass dish, especially after a few weeks it broke. But the maisa, this is what they remember at the end of the day, and that's what's chashiv. I think it's the volume of say, I thought of Prime Shalavit said is that it says by the parsha of Gimel Tzichol Ba'adama Shere Hashem Kanani Sam Nirshadal V'nef Ba'asad L'Ned Miko. So it says V'hividu Z'z Chozik Ne'ir Yokur Ma'chal Yichot Yodem V'anu V'amar Yodeinu Lo Yishofchos Ha'dam Hazeh V'neinu Lo Yerom. It says we didn't kill him. We didn't kill this fellow that was found dead in between the cities. So, in fact, Chazal, they were having him at the Zikni Ha'ir, they killed him. No, Elamai, Lo Yipetrenu B'li Levoya. We didn't see him and not give him food, or see him and not give him Levoya. And let's say we would have given Levoya. Let's say we would have been Malavim. How much do you have to be Malavim for us? Arbamis, Kuramis. You would have been Malavim, and then what? After he left, then he would have gotten killed. What would we help if we were Malavim? Well, he must say that if you'd been Malavim, if you showed the interest in him, then you have more koyach to stand up connected to somebody that was once to Reitzach. When a person feels that his life is worth it to somebody, that somebody cares about him, it gives him so much more koyach. I saw a story last night of Gad Eisner. Actually, if anyone listens to the Chabad Chaim Heritage Foundation video, whatever it was, there was a story mentioned there by Fischl Schachter, I think, about him. So I saw somebody told a bunch of stories from him. One of the stories that they said, he was in the concentration camps for 6 years. And most people were not in concentration camps that long. It was from the beginning of Muhammad till the end of Muhammad. At the end, they were liquidating, they were getting rid of the, and they were on these death marches, but they had to run. So he was running. At one point, he collapsed. He said he can't do it anymore. This is after 6 years in the concentration camps. He knew if he had no kaychas. No kaychas meant that he had no kaychas. Because if somebody saw that he fell, they're about to come over to kill him. This person gets falls, that's it. He said to him, God, loift! God, run away! Run! He says, he found new kaychas, he got up and he ran, and he lived. Somebody thinks it, somebody cares that you're gonna die. Somebody cares, it's two words, and it gave a person a good morning, what a good morning could do to this person. You give it to somebody with a smile. Call up your aunt and tell her that I'm thinking about you. Call up whatever it is. Send somebody an email before Rosh Hashanah for sure. It's important all over. Everybody's waiting for us upon him. And the ripple effect is tremendous. And it continues to go on and on.